Last week I shared on hearing the voice of God, and I said that God is speaking all the time. He has been speaking since the beginning of creation, when He spoke the world into existence. His voice is always going out, constantly, and He's chosen that method to try to lead us. We came out of John 10 last week, where Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." And it was a unique voice and a personal voice. He didn't just call us generally. In that scripture in John 10, it says that He calls us by name. So it's personal. He knows us. And He says that His sheep really do know His voice. He said that there were many voices out there, and they're all calling your name. And they're all personal also. Jesus talked about the stranger's voice. He said, there's a stranger's voice. And He says, not only do the sheep not go to them, He says, but they turn and run from a stranger's voice. Talked about that's important for us, is that we need to know that there's many voices calling our name. But there's only one voice that actually is the right voice, the good shepherd voice, the one that will lead us into green pastures. So there's a stranger's voice, and then the scripture says in that same verse that there's the hired hand voice. And He says He's doing His job, but when the wolf comes, because He doesn't really have any investment in the sheep, He says He just leaves them to die. And so there's hired hand voices. I said that might be somebody like me that is, I'm not trying to do you any harm, I'm trying to lead you, but I'm not him. There's only one that laid his life down. There's only one voice that can truly lead you into green pasture. We run from the stranger's voice, and we don't count on the hired hand's voice. There's only one voice that we need to listen to. But Jesus said, if you know me, you'll know my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Carrie was talking about a video of a couple of shepherds, I guess, or they're shepherd with sheep, and he would call their name, and there were several people that he would give the exact same call to, and this is real life on YouTube. And then it's funny because Carrie told me about it, and Lee actually sent me the video. But it's just amazing because they'll have two or three different people. One will be the shepherd, the other will be just normal people. They'll all call the same call, but the sheep don't even budge when the other people call. But when the shepherd just said one word, they all turn. Amazing. They're so stupid, but yet they know that voice. And unfortunately, we are the sheep. But it's important. It's very important that we can decipher and understand His voice. That we know it when He's talking to us. I said last week that it was sad to me. I talked to several people that said, I feel like I've never heard the voice of God. And we talked about all the different methods that God speaks. He speaks in so many different ways. He speaks through people. He speaks through His Word. He speaks through creation. But they all have the same tone. They're all His voice, and we need to know what that is so that we can be led. Jesus says, the reward for knowing my voice is He says that you'll be led into green pastures where you will find peace and rest. How many of you want to have that? How many of you want to hear that voice? The culture has a voice, the world has a voice, and it's always calling us. And unfortunately, I find myself obeying it or following it a lot, and it just always leads me into darkness. So, we talked about those things and how to try to talk about some ways to be able to hear His voice. We talked about tuning our hearts and training ourselves to be able to listen and not just speak. I said last week that so many times, and I know y'all are guilty of it too, that you get up in the morning and you say your prayers, and before you even give God a chance to respond, you're out the door. It's just literally what we all do to some degree, I think. I'm shouldn't, I guess, put you all in the same boat as me, but typically I say my prayers and I don't give God any time to respond. I just walk out the door. So we have to train ourselves to be able to listen. Jesus said, in that scripture in John 10, He said, they've listened to me, and I can lead them. So we have to be able to listen. Amen. That was last week. In light of that, I was thinking about that we are called to hear His voice, And today I want to speak to you about how God hears your voice. That He is listening always to us. God is listening. Say it with me today. God is listening. God is listening. He's always hearing us, hearing our prayers. That's a big deal. You know, oftentimes I think the reason why that sometimes I run out the door is because I truly don't believe that God is listening. I don't know. Maybe He is, maybe He isn't, but I think that if I really believe that I had His attention, if He was listening to me, I probably would wait for His response. So basically, the reason why that I'm saying that is that I wouldn't be up and leaving so quick if I thought for sure that He was hearing everything I said. Do we believe that God is listening to us when we pray? When we call His name, do we believe that He hears? He calls us to hear His voice. Do we believe that He hears our voice? Do we believe that when we sing these songs up here and say, Lord, I give you my life, I give you everything, do we believe that He's hearing us say that and holding us to it? I believe that most people probably don't believe that God is hearing their prayers most of the time. I could be wrong. But I think that most people, like me, you pray almost as an insurance policy. You say, Lord, help my kids, help my wife, and it just kind of makes you feel better. It's almost like going to church sometimes. It just makes you feel better. But if you really believe that the creator of the universe was hearing every word that was coming out of your mouth, it would change the way that you prayed, wouldn't it? If you really believe that He was here with us today, it would change the way we interact with one another. And I want to tell you that He is here. And He is listening to everything that you say. And He's listening because He loves you and He loves me. God wants so bad to be in a relationship with us. He loves us so much that He is listening. How many of you have been around somebody that's a good listener? What a blessing that is, isn't it? It really is unique to get around somebody that can just listen to everything you say. But they're not always waiting to, you know, interject, but they're just waiting for you to finish. I've only known a couple people like that in my life. But when you meet them, they're special. They're special. That's a gift to be able to listen. God won't ever interrupt you. He's always listening, like that person we're talking about, if you know somebody that's like that. What a great attribute to be able to listen to somebody, to give them your time. I tell you one thing, Lee, I was just thinking about this right now. You said this about Meredith, Bill and Debbie's daughter, that she always gives you that time, don't you? Meredith has a gift of listening. She makes you feel like you're the only person in the world, and you can be in a group of people. But what a gift to be able to be a good listener. But when we pray, a lot of times I don't think we have too much expectation, and I think partly it's because we just don't know for sure if God is listening. But I want to prove to you today that He is. I want to prove to you biblically that He does listen, and He is listening. And just because He doesn't respond in the way that you think He should, or He doesn't answer your prayer in the way that you think He should, doesn't mean He didn't hear the prayer. So we're going to go over some scriptures like that. But do we really believe that God is big enough to hear all of our prayers? We can't understand that. But the scripture says that your hairs on your head are numbered. That not one of them falls out without a notice. He knows everything about you. All of your thoughts before you ever speak. So it's not a big jump to think that He can hear all of our prayers. And I believe that He truly does. And I believe that not only does He hear, but He cares what you're praying. The Bible is full of accounts of people who prayed and were heard, but they didn't even know that they were heard until later. And we're going to go over a couple of those. Let's turn to Luke 1. Luke 1, 5 through 23. Luke chapter 1, verse 5. Y'all with me? My water. It's about John the Baptist. Because in the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. It's an honor. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as a priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled, and he was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. And he will be a joy, and he will be a delight to you. And many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God." It's awesome. "And he will go out before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well along in years." It wasn't enough that an angel was sitting there talking to him. The angel answered, "Listen to this. I am Gabriel, and I stand in the presence of God. And I have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at the prophesied." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them, and they realized he had a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home after this, and his wife Elizabeth became pregnant. And for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among my people." Great scripture. What a great prophecy to have for your son who will be a delight. He's going to bring me back. Jesus said of John the Baptist that there was no greater man born of woman. He was the greatest. Think about that. All through the scripture, think about all the great men of God. Jesus said he was the greatest born of women. Of course, the angel didn't tell him the sad part, that he would die a really bad death. But I love that Zechariah is standing there with the angel, and the angel said, "Your prayers were heard." Well, Elizabeth and Zechariah were well along in years, the scripture says. So I seriously doubt that they were still praying for a baby. I would imagine that that had long passed, because she wasn't of age anymore, and I'm sure the prayer just probably stopped, because she didn't think she could be pregnant again right then. But they've been praying sometime in the past. And I imagine, if I just can go into a little bit of theory here, I imagine that they thought that God didn't hear it. Nothing happened. She didn't become pregnant. They probably went through all the things that you feel and I feel. They were actually blameless. The scripture says that they were blameless. They followed all the regulations. Why, Lord? Why can't my wife have a baby? We're doing everything right. So I'm just going to guess that they felt like God didn't hear them. But he had, hadn't he? Timing was everything. Timing was everything. God heard him. It just wasn't timing. You can almost assume that they were praying for these children, for this baby, maybe like 20 years prior, 15 years maybe. But if she'd have had John then, it would have been a different story. Because Jesus wasn't ready yet. The timing was perfect. And their prayers were heard. There just wasn't the time yet. What I love about these people is that they still remained blameless. They didn't get bitter and walk away. They stayed faithful to God. And because of this, they were rewarded with the presence of God and the Son. Well, how would you like it if Gabriel said, I'm standing in the presence of God. You're questioning me? Powerful. Powerful. As blameless as he was, Zechariah still needed a sign more than I just said. He was wild. But his prayers were heard. That's my main point. The timing of John was perfect, like all things God does. You know, this is such as home to me the same way Lee and I struggled for 2 years to have babies. Is that about right? And it was very, very difficult. If you've ever had to struggle before, there's not much more difficult than you can't get pregnant when you want to have a baby. Especially when you're of age and all your friends are having babies, and I'll never forget coming home so many times and we would be crying because we couldn't get pregnant and we didn't know why. And we'd been tested and all of that. And we prayed. We prayed hard. And we didn't just pray. Just we prayed together. We had people pray for us. Everybody you could think of. But who's who of prayer warriors? Pray for us. When Charles was coming to town, Brother Charles Simpson, we'd get him to pray and not to think, that's going to do it. And it didn't do it. I remember being on the construction site one day, we were building a house, and this guy named Shay Gamble, that some of y'all probably remember, Shay came up out of the blue, and he said, God told me to pray for you. He told me you're going to have a son. And I didn't know this guy at all. He was just a roughneck contractor, you know, and I was doing the heating and air, and he was building the house. He laid his hand on me right there in the construction site and prayed for me, put his hand on my forehead, and prophesied that we were going to have a son, and he said, God's going to give you a baby, and he struggled to have children also, him and his wife, and he was still led by the Holy Spirit to pray for me. With no information, he didn't know that I was struggling. If that doesn't, you know, tell you that God's going to do it, right? But we didn't get pregnant. Even after that. And I said, Lord, you're not here. I mean, I remember literally saying those words to God. We're crying out to you, Lord. Please get us children. And I remember the 1 month that we decided that we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to try. We're going to just let this month fly. Was the month we got pregnant. I don't really have any reason behind that story except for God did hear my prayers. It just wasn't time. And I don't even understand now exactly. I think Lee and I probably had some growing to do in our marriage. I think it probably had to do with some parenthood things that we could be closer and more mature. But there's probably something else too that I just don't know about. This time intersects in different ways. You have to understand that God is doing things all over the world. He is moving us constantly. We are his body. I always see this in my mind of us being a physical body. Scripture says he is the head, and he's moving us all around the world. And there's certain things that can only happen at certain times. And I believe that Wyatt was born exactly when he was supposed to be born. And if he would have came early, it would have been a problem. All the intercessions, all the divine appointments wouldn't have matched up. We don't think about that when we want something and we're praying for it. That's very difficult. Because how can you know? How can you know? But you have to trust God. And that's what I'm trying to tell you today, is that he hears your prayers, he's listening. Nothing gets by him. He hears everything that you say. And he cares. and his church. He's not abandoned you. He's not turned his ear from you. Like I said, scripture is full of people that struggle with this. David was constantly saying, where are you, Lord? Why have you turned your ear from me? Where are you? And then later on, he said, God is faithful. God is faithful. He hears your prayers. And he will answer when the time is right. Don't give up praying. Don't give up hope. And be expected that God's going to answer your prayer. Let's turn to John, the Gospel of John 5:13. 1 John. I'm sorry, not the Gospel. 1 John. 5:13. John says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked for. That's pretty simple. There's one thing in there that really stands out, and that is what? According to his will. According to his will. Our prayers are heard. But he hears us. He taught us nonsense that we have confidence that he hears our prayers. For the sake of time, I'm not going to read it, but there's another great story in Acts 12 about Peter. Peter was locked up in prison, and the body of Christ was praying for him. And they were praying fervently for Peter to be able to be released from prison. Well, in the middle of the night, an angel comes to Peter, and he's laying in between two guards who are shackled. He's shackled, and they're shackled to him. And the angel of the Lord says, Peter, come on, come with me. Peter thinks he's dreaming, but he undoes the handcuffs and takes Peter out. And he brings him into the street, and for the first time, Peter realizes that he's not dreaming. This is real. And he goes to the house where they're actively praying for him. And he knocks on the door, and the girl answers to the girl, and she's stunned that he's standing there. And she shuts the door back and doesn't even let him in. And she goes and tells the people, the other disciples there, that Peter's here. And they literally say, you're out of your mind. They didn't believe their prayers were being heard at all. And yet, there he was at the door. So we have to believe that when we pray that he hears us and that he can answer us. We have to have confidence that when we're praying according to his will, that he's all ears. God is listening to all who call upon his name. And none are left out. When you call on the name of the Lord, he is every time, without question. Be patient, and take courage and be confident that he hears your voice. And he knows it. He knows your voice. It's like I know my son's voice. I know not to pick him out of the crowd. He knows your voice. And he listens because he loves you. And he loves you more than you'll ever know. So talk to him. He wants to hear your voice. Amen. Amen. Well, stand up with me and let's pray. Lord God, I thank you that you care enough for us, that our prayers reach you, that you know what's going on in our lives, Lord, that you have not forsaken us, and you'll never forsake us, your word says, that nothing can separate us from your love. I thank you, Father, that you care enough. That you take the time. You do more than we do. You take the time to hear what we have to say. And you want to respond. Lord, I pray that everybody in this room will have faith to believe they're being heard. that they're in good hands, that it's all going to be okay. Bless your people, Father. Bless us, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.